From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter has called for continued American boots on the ground in Iraq and Syria to defeat the Islamic State. Carter added that the U.S. allies will need to contribute more to the fight.
We have a very specific plan, and if you think about it in World War II newsreel terms, you know, in arrows on maps, you should be thinking of an arrow going to Mosul, capturing Mosul, and an arrow going to Raqqa in Syria and capturing Raqqa, the so-called capital.
The Islamic State has established Raqqa as the center of its caliphate. Two former Burundian presidents have appealed to the UN Security Council to press the current government to accept an African Union-led peacekeeping force. VOA UN correspondent Margaret Bashir is traveling with the council delegation, which is meeting in Burundi with all parties involved in the political turmoil.
The opposition is telling you that things are very bad here, and the government is telling you that there's not a problem. So I think a lot of what they've heard before, but they're here on the ground and they're feeling out people on a number of subjects, including on getting the country to move towards dialogue. I think that's really one of the big messages that the Security Council is here to deliver, that they want to press the parties to have a full and a real peace, to respect the Arusha Accords that ended this country's previous conflict. And they are really meeting all levels of society to try and convey that message and to hear from them.
Burundi's President Pierre Nkurunziza remained firm Friday in his rejection of the AU-proposed peacekeeping force to bring calm to his country. Election-related violence so far killed at least 439 people. 220,000 have fled. This is VOA News. As the Chinese president is in Iran for a state visit, the U.S. says it hopes Beijing continues to work with Washington to ensure Iran does not reconstitute its nuclear capabilities. Xi Jinping is the first state leader to visit Iran since Tehran implemented steps to roll back its nuclear program. Two nations have maintained close economic and military ties despite sanctions that have been imposed by the U.S. and Western nations. United States and China are co-chairing a working group to oversee the new design of Iran's heavy water reactor so that it will not produce weapons-grade plutonium. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry called on the world's nations Friday to redouble their efforts to solve the crisis posed by the unprecedented number of war refugees and to help victims of other global crises and combat the rising threat of terrorism at a fundamental level.
Now, the private sector, civil society, religious organizations will also be called on to help integrate refugees into host communities socially, academically, and through access to employment.
Addressing the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, Secretary Kerry announced President Obama will host a summit at the UN in New York later this year in response to the global refugee crisis. The goals would include big increases in the number of nations answering UN humanitarian appeals and in those willing to help resettle families safely. United States has announced plans to admit 85,000 refugees by November, 100,000 next year. U.S. health officials have issued new guidance for women who might have been exposed to the Zika virus. That's a mosquito-borne infection that can cause brain damage in a developing fetus. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is warning pregnant women to avoid travel to 14 countries and territories in the Caribbean and Latin America affected by the virus. Dr. Beth Bell is with the CDC.
Our concern, our growing concern now over the last short period of time, is that a pregnant woman with Zika virus infection, that infection can be passed to the fetus.
CDC says there are no vaccines right now to prevent the spread and no drugs to treat those affected with Zika. U.S. stock markets surged on Friday, closing with their first weekly gains of the year after oil prices shot to their highest level in weeks. Oil prices plunged 75% in the last 18 months, but on Friday, up above $32 a barrel, far above the past week's low of $27 a barrel. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.